The apprentice crouched face down in the snow, surrounded by rubble. His breath came in agonized, short gasps, but he was grateful for each one. He should be dead. That blow should have killed anyone. The fact that he was breathing testified to one mistake his master had made. He had been rebuilt tougher than before. As heavy boots crunched through the snow toward him, he knew that it would take more than one mistake to bring about the fall of Darth Vader. He raised his head and spoke painfully through clenched teeth.
"You agreed to stay away."
Blood dripped from his teeth onto the icy ground.
"I lied, as I have from the very beginning."
The power of the dark side lifted him out of the snow and into the air. Pain threatened to overload his nervous system, but he refused to cry out.
"You never planned to destroy the Emperor!"
"Not with you, no."
Vader casually tossed the apprentice toward the icy cliff. He slid across the ground, clutching weakly at the snow, and then spilled over the edge. The world turned for a moment, and he thought he might have fainted as he fell. The bottom of the cliff was thousands of meters below, impossibly distant. It didn't seem to be coming closer, which puzzled him momentarily. When he came back to himself, he found that he was clinging to the cliff face with the last of his strength. A feeling of acceptance infused him. The mission his master had given him was complete. The rebels had been gathered in one spot so they could be taken and killed. That was the reason he had been spared. When Darth Vader had stabbed him in the back on the Emperor's orders, his one remaining duty was to die. There was guilt in that feeling, too. By planning to use the Rebel Alliance to his own ends, he deserved whatever fate awaited him. But part of him raged at the way he had been outwitted. He had betrayed his master, yes, but his master had betrayed him first. That part of him longed to lift himself up and resume the fight. With the Force behind him, he could strike down Darth Vader and free the others. Strike down his master, as he had failed to do two times now. Only then did he realize that this was exactly what Vader was trying to do, on the Emperor's orders. It had all been an act, right from the beginning. His resurrection, his death, even his kidnap from Kashyyyk. Vader and his apprentice were puppets dancing to the Emperor's tune, now and always. Wriggle though they might, their strings remained. He wanted to laugh, but all that emerged was a short, painful gasp. His master appeared in the sky above him, looming vastly in silhouette, blocking out the world.
"Without me, you'll never be free."
Darth Vader raised his bloody blade, but the sound of another lightsaber igniting behind him forced the Dark Lord to turn around. The apprentice couldn't keep his eyes open any longer. His eyes were closed, but somehow he could still see. As though from a position high above, he watched his master spin around to face Obi-Wan Kenobi. The Dark Lord froze. In that moment of hesitation, the long-dead Jedi Master attacked, his face a mask of determination. At the very last moment, Vader parried, then parried again. He took a step backward, toward the cliff's edge, and then rallied. With two sweeping strokes, so fast they blurred in the cold air, he disarmed Kenobi and slashed him in half. As the pieces fell to the ground, the hologram enfolding them dissolved, sparking fitfully and spilling delicate components into the snow. Proxy twitched once, and then his photoreceptors went out. Darth Vader stepped within reach and nudged the droid's body with his toe. It didn't react. Remembering the apprentice, he wheeled back toward the cliff, but saw nothing. The boy he had wrested from Kashyyyk watched serenely from a point just meters away as he lowered his lightsaber and stalked back into the ruins, where stormtroopers had bound the rebels like criminals and were marching them through the shattered doors. Suddenly, the apprentice was back in his body. The cliff's edge and his life's ruin was far, far above him. He could feel nothing at all, physically or emotionally, except a vague curiosity. "What is it about dying?" he asked himself. that brings out the best in me. First seeing the future, then leaving my body. The world turned black and cold. There was nothing he could do to stop that, so he gave into it and let all his concerns wash away. One last thought curdled incomplete in his mind. I wish I could have told Juno. Then, he was gone into the deep and dreamless dark.